Andrew, I'm a minute late here talking to your quarterback, so I apologize if it's a repeat question, but did you get a chance to look at the film on the hit, on the tight end?
Yeah, I did. After looking at the film, you know, I think it was definitely a legit call. You know, I feel it was a legit call. My angle initially was, you know, to you know, aim for his back, and, you know, he began to alligator roll. So once he rolled, you know, my momentum and, you know, our head did collide. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's a legit call, you know, in a sense of a battle. You know, you're just trying to help and get over there and, you know, get the guy down. You know, he had 1 yard to get for the first down. So, you know, my mentality was that, you know, he's fumbling with the ball, hit him as hard as I can and knock the ball loose. And, you know, at no certain point in time was I going for, obviously, a head-to-head contact, but after reviewing the film, I think it definitely did happen. It was a legit call. And what I can learn from that, you know, next time I just make sure I just go over there and try to, I guess, push him down as hard as I can, you know, just try to make sure he don't get the extra yard. But, you know, it happens, something you learn from and you move on from.
Yeah, the tough thing is the referee cannot legislate intent. And it looked to me like you were trying to get your shoulder in there first.
Yeah.
But the helmet's hit and there's nothing you can do.
You know, watching the film, you know, I definitely did lead with my shoulder. But once he began to alligator roll, it's like I went for this motion. You know, once, you know what I mean, because my angle was, you know, like I said, was at a certain target point. And once he began to alligator roll, you know, it kind of, you know, shifted everything. So we definitely did. You know, I think it was more of the back of my helmet, you know, hit his helmet. So, you know, like I said, you know, that call is you know, it's just something you just got to, you know, live with at the end of the day.
Coughlin seemed to understand it with us yesterday, understand at least, you know, the intent wasn't bad or anything.
Yeah,
I mean, your conversation with him okay on that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he definitely knows that, you know, I'm not a nasty player. You know, I consider myself a very physical player, but I would never, ever be a nasty player. And, you know, I definitely don't go out there with the intent to try to hurt any opponent, you know, no matter what the situation is. And, you know, it's just a matter of instincts, you know, a matter of instincts. I'm trying to go out there and force a turnover, trying to, you know, find a way to get the ball back for our offense. And, you know, end up costing us. But at the same time, you know, I'm never going to slow down my physical play. I can just, you know, maybe be a lot smarter in the situation, you know, try to tag them down, try to control my instincts a little bit more.
And, Charles, with the you know, the changes that you had to make to the unit at the end of the preseason and then with the way the game went yesterday, is it difficult at all to still have confidence in the group that you guys have in the secondary?
Oh, no, it's not difficult at all to have confidence. You know, I think, we're not in sync yet, you know, and I think that we obviously know that as a defensive unit. You know, we're not in sync yet as a unit, but at the same time, you know, we're playing hard, we're playing together, and we're trying to make things happen with what we have. And it will get in sync, you know, it definitely will get in sync, and that's something we're looking forward to coming this week. You know, it's try to make sure everyone is on the same page at the same time, try to get everyone together, try to focus a lot more on technique and responsibility. And you know, and you add that in with the hard work and the effort, and I think, you know, we'll definitely come out on top.